You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 262. And in today's show, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Facebook ads and your business page and how you can drive very targeted traffic to not only your products, but also your direct sales and network marketing business opportunity for literally what can amount to a penny a view, maybe a dollar a day. It's really going to drive some significant traffic. So stay tuned. That's what we're going to cover. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm Jackie Almer, and as I mentioned on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about Facebook ads and your business page and how to really drive significant traffic for literally pennies. This is actually taken from the last podcast that I did, which was my Periscope, which came from one of my Periscope live broadcasts, where it started with us talking about a slam dunk in your business, and we evolved into Facebook ads. So I want to share some details from that. I want to bring that back in because it was definitely a separate topic, but that's kind of how Periscope and Facebook Live go sometimes, is that you get started talking about one thing and then the audience asks other questions and it just kind of goes off on its own tangent. So make sure you're following me over on Facebook, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. When you go in and like the page, it gives you the opportunity to click on, when you click on like, then you can do a little drop down menu and you can set as a see first so that it will show up live in your newsfeed first thing when you log on to Facebook, and then you'll catch all my messages and you'll be able to see when I go live on Facebook and the updates that we're sharing there. And I'm going to be there, you know, talking a whole lot more about growing my audience, different things that I'm working on, and hopefully give you some tools so that you can do the exact same thing. But I'm really looking to take advantage of Facebook Live and everything that's going on with that. And while some of it will be shared on the podcast, some of it will not. So make sure that you get over there. And then join us over at Direct Sales Bootcamp. Go to directsalesbootcamp.com. Join us. Like I say, give me 30 minutes a day for 30 days and you will have a new business. You're going to love what you see. So I'm going to go ahead and cut into the part of this that's talking about Facebook ads, your Facebook business page. And then as I wrap up, then I'm going to share some different things that I've been learning along the way and along the process. So stay tuned. Here we go. And like anything, when it's a Periscope Live or a Facebook Live, you hear some interactions, you hear people asking questions, and hopefully you'll find that of value and it'll give you a good idea why you want to join in live on some of those so that you can get the questions asked that you want in a way that we can't do here on the podcast. So here we go. Online, as I mentioned, with blog content and podcasts and Periscopes and Facebook Live. I just was on Facebook Live before I got on here. All those different pieces of content are things that you can put out there that can create leads and all types of things for you over and over and over again. Now, I did a video out on, I did Facebook Live, I mentioned. Once I'm done here, I'm not done tonight. I'm going to probably kick back with my glass of wine and I'm gonna sit down and I am going to edit that video just a little bit, and I'm actually going to create an ad from that video out on Facebook to attract people to me, to who I am, and to attract them to my business page. So just little things like that, and you can do such amazing things with video views over on Facebook Live right now. So, you know, just to give you an idea, again, you know, take advantage of Facebook Live and video marketing over there on Facebook right now. I want to tell you, it's so hot, and for literally pennies per view, you can create something really major over on Facebook. You can, for very low advertising. I mean, for a penny a view, And a dollar a day, imagine that. I mean, getting 100 views a day to your Facebook page, to your videos, that's amazing what you can do. So I want to encourage you to really look into some of those passive marketing ways that really create almost more of a relationship with people, because through video, just like here, I'm sure you feel kind of like you know me, especially if you followed me for a while. We haven't met in person necessarily, but you know, chances are you feel like you know me because video creates that type of relationship. So that's one of the skills that I really want to encourage you to develop is in your passive marketing, is get out there on Facebook Live, create some videos, practice first. You don't have to boost the ones. You don't have to create ads out of the ones that are just getting you started where you don't feel comfortable. But I promise you, like anything, the more you do it, the more comfortable that you get, and the more traction that you're going to get in that. Do you have any questions about Facebook Live and videos and creating ads? I'm not an expert on Facebook ads. In fact, I just really have spent the last month really getting into it. So much that I bought this book, Facebook Advertising by Perry Marshall. It's awesome. It's really intense. It's kind of one of those things where you've got to sit down and you know, plot the time, clear out everything else, and just do it little section at a time. But that's how you master anything. I always look at my time spent, and I'll answer that question about Facebook and Periscope. That's a great question. I always consider my time spent learning anything as, you know, creating my master's degree or my PhD really and truly at much less the cost of what it would be at a university. You know, I can literally go through this, this book. I have all this stuff stuffed in it, but I can go through this book. I mean, as you can see, there is a lot in it. You can just look at it. It's Facebook Advertising by, The Ultimate Guide to Facebook Advertising by Perry Marshall. $9.95 I paid for this, including shipping, okay? And of course, there's an upsell. You know, you don't have to buy the upsell, but he's a genius, his marketing funnel. So if you want to study someone who really knows good internet marketing, he's one of the best. I learned Google Ads from him years ago and did Google advertising from about 2005 to 2008 and did extremely well with it. And now that's changed a lot, although I think Google's going to figure it out again because Facebook is giving them such a run for their money. Okay, so the question is, do I prefer Facebook Live or Periscope? Here's the deal. I much prefer Periscope in terms of this, the engagement, the hearts, the questions, the way you can see your audience come in better. I have more energy on Periscope. And it's because of all of you. It really is. It's because of those of you who join in. You can see people sharing. You can see the hearts. I just really do. I feel like we're having a more interactive conversation. I prefer Facebook Live. So I prefer Periscope for that. And it's a whole other marketing tool. Like Periscope serves the function of creating those people who are live, catching those people who are just kind of random, looking on the Periscope app, looking for different things, that kind of thing. And then it also boosts it out to Twitter. And I have a pretty active Twitter following, so I have that potential. People can share it out on Twitter. So there's a lot of things about Periscope Live that I prefer. And the energy is certainly a big part of it, and the interaction. Now, Facebook Live, on the other hand, I like it fine. I love Facebook. I don't get as much interaction. Hang on to that question. I'm going to come back to that. But I think that's true. But we'll come back to that. But I'll tell you how you can do both of these two. That's a great question. Facebook Live I prefer because also in its own way, because A, it markets to Facebook. And Facebook is huge, right? Facebook is huge. Facebook Live is huge. Facebook is putting a whole lot more emphasis on Facebook Live. They're sharing it out there more organically. And I have the ability to go back in and create an ad out of my video and attract more people. I can target an audience from that, people that don't even know that I exist, that are looking for specific things. You can target down to the nth degree. I can target people by demographics, including, you know, what income level they are. I can target people, take for example, depending on what your product is, if you have a particular product, let's take skincare. Let's say you sell high-end skincare or, you know, higher priced makeup, or let's just stick with skincare. You might want to exclude people who like and shop at Walmart or the dollar store. Not that there's anything wrong with that, But you might want to exclude those people if you're marketing around a particular product where you're looking for the more high-end buyer, if that makes sense. Why? Because you're looking for that person that has the extra, not that shopping at Walmart means that you don't have the extra income, but shopping at Walmart might have people more conditioned to buy Oil of Olay skincare, for instance, whatever the common brands are, the drugstore, that type of brand of skincare. And if you're selling a more high-end skincare, you want to attract that audience of people who shop Estee Lauder or the more higher end skincare line. So you would want to attract that audience. You can do all of that with Facebook advertising. You can market it down. You can narrow your target market down so far down to where you just create just the tiniest little demographic, but you're only paying for those people. So it gives you the ability to really attract your target audience in a way that is just phenomenal. Definitely phenomenal. Which do I prefer? I prefer them both. I'm doing both of them. Periscope has lost a lot of its audience when Facebook Live went. But the thing that I really truly believe about that is for those who stick around, you know, everything goes like this. Everything is cyclical. So when Periscope started, you know, it did this huge spike, and those who got in early did extremely well. Like anything, the ones who got in early and stuck around and were consistent and focused and developed a following, they were really good. Let me come back to that too on the same videos. I'll finish this and then I'll definitely get back to that. So, but now Periscope is kind of coming like this. But what that means for the people who stick around and stay consistent, we're gonna attract a bigger audience because there aren't gonna be so many split people. There are still a large number of people coming onto the Periscope platform. There are still a large number of people who like the Periscope platform. They can skip from different scope to scope and find what they want. So the people who will stay on Periscope and stay focused and consistent, we're actually going to attract a bigger audience over time. So anytime that you hear that something is, you know, completely gone away, no, it hasn't gone away. I mean, I've been checking in regularly to see, like, you know, I can definitely see that viewership is down, but the people who are still viewing are hungry for content. They're hungry for that. So I say, get on Periscope, stick with it, and that type thing. Okay, yes. Oh, Cameo, good to have you here. Yes, your first scope, almost all of us are nervous. I had done YouTube videos for years. I think my YouTube channel is 2007. I've been doing videos for years, and I'm not at all nervous to make videos in any way, shape, or form. But the first time I pushed the button to go live, and I couldn't, like, stop and delete it or do any of that kind of stuff, I was nervous too. And it's kind of funny. I don't get nervous on Periscope anymore. I still can get a little bit nervous with Facebook Live, and I don't know why. Maybe because it tends to have a bigger audience. So you carry yourself well. If you mean me, thank you. I appreciate that. But you know what? It's really just time and practice. And the other thing it is, when I let go of feeling the need to be perfect on video, that's when everything changed. Because here's the thing, Dina. If you and I were sitting down at Starbucks having coffee, I would look the same. I would sound the same. I would, you know, I've been told before that I toss my hair too much and all this kind of stuff, and I'd have to move my hair out of my eyes from time to time and all that. But if we were sitting down having coffee, I would be expressing myself in the same way. I would be using my hands. I would just be who I was. So that's part of that authenticity piece of online and video. Yes, because you do feel like you know me, because basically you do. I mean, at this point, you really truly do. Because that's what video can create for you. That's why I've always been such a huge fan of video. The minute I shot my first YouTube video, I was hooked because I said, oh my gosh, this is really like us having a conversation. This is truly like us having a conversation, and there is nothing more powerful than that, you know, that face-to-face, because still nothing beats face-to-face. So what you can do in video, and especially live, is amazing. Okay, so the question was, yes, so you can save a video and upload it to Facebook and do an ad with that. You can create a video not being on Facebook Live, not being on Periscope or anything. You can create your own video and upload it to Facebook and create an ad from that. But you can also, what I'm specifically talking about is taking a video that's been done with Facebook Live. And here's a little tip about that. The cool thing about taking a video that you've already done on Facebook Live and boosting it, what you want to do is, if you're going to go live on Facebook, then what you want to do is you want to market that. Once you've done the live broadcast, if you have an email list, you want to market it. You want to market it out on Twitter. You want to get as many views to it first as you can. Then you go in and you don't want to boost the post. You want to create an ad. Boosting a post does not give you near the amount of flexibility that creating an ad can. Now, you can create an ad from that Facebook Live video. You don't have to just boost it. You can create an ad for it. Dina, welcome back, and thank you for sharing and inviting people. You go in and create an ad from it, then you have a lot of editing capability. And you can also add captions to it in the Facebook ad app. So what that means is if you've ever seen those videos that you read the words across them, because you know on Facebook you have to push it for it to pop up for you to hear the sound. It starts playing, but you don't hear the sound. When you go in and create an ad through it, Facebook will add the captioning. It's not perfect. So what I recommend that you do, but you have the opportunity to edit it. So that's what you want to do. When you create an ad from it, you can go in, you can redo the title, you can select your demographics, the audience that you want to target, set your budget, do all that type thing. And again, you know, set a dollar a day. I mean, most videos really are about a penny a view. So you want to start out often with your budget kind of high. So you can set a lifetime budget. I'm getting way off topic here, but whatever, we're having a good time. You can set a lifetime budget. So let's say that you set it up to run for 7 days and you have a lifetime budget of $30. You're not necessarily gonna spend that $30, but you want it in the very beginning to spend more of whatever your budget is to get that boosted, because it creates typically more organic traffic on top of that. So I always set my ads up to run for 7 days and I set a budget, and then I monitor it for the next 24 to 48 hours. If it's not producing, then I pull the ad, and you don't pay for anything except for what is shown. So if I let's say I set a 7 day ad for, and I make $30, that my number, which would be what, let's say 35, because I know how to do that math. That would be $5 a day. Okay. I'm not necessarily going to spend all that $35. Okay. I'm going to monitor it for sure over the next 24 hours and watch what it's doing. Is it getting views? Is it getting engagement? Because the other thing too, and I didn't finish this piece of the conversation, but the other thing too is that when you create an ad from a video that already has views on it, when people see that in their newsfeed and they see that it already has views, it increases the likelihood that they're going to want to click it. Okay, so that's a big, big part of it. A good call to action for the video and the ad would be whatever it is, the next step that you want them to take. That's kind of a vague answer. For instance, how I would have closed this Periscope, but I haven't, is, okay, today we've talked about SLAM, you know, which is scheduling, language, attitude, and marketing. If you'd like to learn even more, join me over at Direct Sales Bootcamp. Go to directsalesbootcamp.com. Join us for the 30-day challenge to get your business off to the start that it needs. You have lifetime access, blah, 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 whatever it is. So you have to decide with each ad that you run. You always want to create a call to action and decide what that's going to be. Are you promoting a free giveaway from your blog? Do you want to take them to a video that, Megan, for instance, I know that you're a makeup gal, so I'm just going to hit on exactly what you do. So depends on what your video is, but let's say you're shooting a video tutorial about makeup. And now maybe what you want to do next is take them to another video that takes it a step further. So, and you can do this within your Facebook Live even. You know, you can have them go to that. You can take them to your blog. You can take them to an opt-in form where they can opt in to get a series of tutorials on how to create a specific look, whatever it is that, you know, whatever it might be that they're looking for. So you want to really create a strategy. In the beginning, don't worry about your strategy being perfect. In most cases, it won't. If it is, you go to the head of the class. You've beat all of us. Most of us don't know what we're doing when we're starting. That's why it's called learning marketing. But that's why, you know, for a dollar a day or so, we can start to educate ourselves and figure out how to do these things. And you test and try and tweak based on you, based on your audience, based on what your call to action is going to be, based on what it is that you want to create from each opportunity that you're doing. But you sit out and you lay out a strategy, and what will happen is Some things will work, some things won't work. It's like anything, but you'll begin to find your own algorithm even, and what is going to work for you and where you're going to get your most engagement. Now, I have a business page that's product related, not my generic one. I'm at facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. That's my generic training and coaching, but I also have a business page that is specific to my primary company. And I have been paying for likes. I've set a budget for $1 a day. I'm paying about 17 to 19 cents a like, and I've gotten my page up through that to, it's about 550 now on that particular page. And I am starting to really get some engagement. I'm starting to get people who are weighing in, they're liking, they're sharing a little bit, and I'm also starting to do Facebook Live there. So it's like anything, if you want to get really good at something and you want to create more of an audience, you have to get a focus and you have to create the consistency of what you are doing. Yes, you do need to do it. I mean, you absolutely do. I mean, seriously, I have spent $30 a month. My generic page is facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Okay, Street Smart Wealth, definitely. But it's like anything, the more focus that you'll put there and the more consistent you get with it, whatever it is that you're doing, it shows up for you. It just really and truly does. It's the people who are at the top of anything typically, or who are doing well or who have the success that you want, it's not that they're any smarter. It's not that they're any thinner. It's not that they're any prettier. It's not that they're any better. It's not that they have more money. It's not that they have all of those things. It's that they're more focused and consistent. That really and truly is it. Consistency is the biggest key, because you'll develop the skill set that you need if you'll stay consistent with it. You can't help but get better. If you've ever read Malcolm Gladwell's The Outliers, he talks about the rule of 10,000. He didn't create it, but he talks about it a lot in that book. Why were the Beatles so successful? Because they put in over 10,000 hours and became successful. There were a lot of other garage bands who never went that far. Why did Bill Gates and Steve Jobs get so good? Because they put in the 10,000 hours. It's a fascinating book. It talks about Wayne Gretzky and hockey players and all kinds of stuff, but it's really, really powerful when you think about that. You can't help but get better the more you put into it. It's Olympic athletes too. Yeah, sometimes there's some skill involved in it and some genetics or whatever, but more than anything, they put in the consistency. It's called The Outliers, O-U-T-L-I-E-R-S. Malcolm Gladwell is his name. He's a bizarre dude. He's a marketing guy, and he, you know, does a lot of different books, but that book is really powerful and it really drives home the point of consistency. Thank you, Dina. That's absolutely what it is. Okay, Kendall, you asked. You've been told to do more consistently of Instagram, Periscope, and I didn't see everything else that you put in there. So I think your question, I think you had a question for me, and it was, should you focus on all of those? Or tell me again what your question is. I'm watching specifically for it so I can get that answered for you, because I know you had a question with it. Or maybe it was just a comment, but I was thinking you had a question, and I wanted to make sure I got that answered before I let y'all go and I go get my glass of wine and do my Facebook ad. You still there, Kendall? Nope, maybe not. All right, well, oh, should I focus on what I do? Here's my belief. One, if you focus and master one social media platform, you will build a powerful business if you're focused and consistent. If you choose too many and you spread yourself too thin and you don't have the kind of consistency there that you need, it's much more challenging, okay? So I recommend one or two and really focus and stay consistent there. Now, what I will tell you is I do Facebook Live and Periscope. To me, that's almost like doing one, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because I do basically the same topic back to back. I've already got my camera set up, I've got my microphone set up, I've got my lighting set up, I've got everything set up and ready to go. And you know, I try, my Periscope ones always go a lot longer, but Facebook Live, I try to keep those 3 to 8 minutes tops, because people's attention span is, you know, this big on Facebook, as we know. But I'm already set up, so I might as well do both of them. So to me, that's almost like just doing one. That's almost like focusing on one, because yes, you can duplicate that, because I literally do them back to back. I'm dressed, my hair is done, my makeup's on, you know, my lipstick's on, whatever. Got the house cleaned up to where it looks decent. All my piles aren't sitting around. You know, but that, so that's it. Like I'm ready to go and I can do be consistent with it. So for those two platforms, exactly. Why not? Why not go back to back? And one of them always gets me warmed up for the other one too. You know, it just really truly does. And then beyond that, you know, you pick what works for you. See, now to add on to that, not to overcomplicate it, but now I can add YouTube into that too, as well as my podcast. So I'm actually creating right now in the time that I've spent, which is less than an hour. I started at 6 my time on Facebook Live, which we're going to get off here shortly, but it'll be about 45 minutes. And then I've got to do some editing. But as you can see here, I have my podcast set up. I've got my computer and my microphone. Okay, so I'm recording for my podcast right here. I got, you know, it's catching my, and then I'll go in and edit out certain things. So I've got my podcast going, I've done Facebook Live, I've done Periscope, and now I'm gonna take one of the two videos. I save both of them from Facebook Live and from this one. I save them to my phone and I will edit those and put them out on YouTube. So in the 45 minutes that I've spent here, it's gonna take me a little bit of extra time because I've gotta edit the podcast, I've gotta edit the videos, and then I'm gonna go in and create the ad on Facebook. But look at what this time created for me. Okay, look at what this 45 minutes, let's say it's 2 hours by the time it's all said and done with editing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we'll talk about those abilities, definitely. But I mean, this time, now I've got content that's gonna be out there marketing for me in all different platforms, but the time that I had to invest in it was time I invested one time and now it'll be out there. I really just recently got way back into YouTube, and it's kind of funny. I went back at some of my old videos from years ago, and I have probably a dozen videos that have thousands of views. And I had no idea. I had no idea that some of those videos had created that many views. So now I'm going back in and I am, you know, creating optimization, better tags, creating thumbnails, doing all this stuff. And so that they'll, you know, go ahead and continue to create even more. Yeah, that's on YouTube. But I mean, like you just don't know. That's the power of creating content and marketing online, is that the work that you do is stuff that can pay off for you forever. And now Periscope is saving our broadcasts, so people can actually find you and watch old broadcasts and stuff like that. So it's powerful. Don't try to master all of it at once. Again, you pick the platform, you save those videos. If you start on Facebook Live, that's great. Save them to your device, upload them then to your computer, and save them in a file so that when you're ready, I'm not sure what you mean, without the pound save, without the hashtag save, but you save your recordings, even if you're not ready to do YouTube or whatever, you save them in a file on your computer where you know where they are, and then when you are ready, when you're ready to master that skill set, when you're ready to take that on, and you take just that on, then you learn that and you go to town with it, and it creates all kinds of cool stuff. So there you have it. So just picking up where that left off, to tell you a little bit about what I've learned since I recorded that particular part of the episode, and that is that really Facebook gives you such a huge ability to attract your target audience. You know, so many of you say, I don't want to contact my warm market. I don't want to spam all my friends on Facebook or social media. I don't want people to know what I'm doing. I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing until I'm successful. And while I'll disagree with you a little bit on that to some extent, I get it. Like, I get the desire to want to market out in the cold market, have people come to you, because that's what I've done for the last 16 years and I've loved every minute of it. But the reality of it is, there's a lot going on out there and you have to find a way to stand above the crowd, and you have to either invest in a lot of time and reaching out to people, or a lot of time and creating content, or you're going to spend money. So you have a choice. It's either time or money, and ultimately time is money. So for very little cost, you can set up a business page. You can only advertise on Facebook through a business page. It's important that you note that. But for very little cost, like $1 a day, you can begin to attract those people who are interested in you and what you have to offer. Now, I'm going to do another show on not jumping the gun, because the reality of it is, just because somebody likes your business page or just because they begin interacting doesn't mean that they're ready to buy, doesn't mean to jump all over them. They're still testing the waters, because don't forget that on social media, people don't know you, they don't like you, and they don't trust you until you've given them a little bit of time and a lot of reason to develop that trust. And while you certainly don't have to be doing Facebook Live in order to get your message out there, keep this in mind. Anytime Facebook rolls out a new platform, they put the highest priority on it because it's their only way of testing to see how it's going to work, if it's going to work, and what they need to tweak. So right now, as you'll notice, as of this broadcast anyway, Facebook will let you know when people are going live. You'll see it show up in your notifications, different things like that. This is a window of opportunity for you that if you grab hold of it, you're going to have first mover advantage. You're going to generate that target audience who you're looking for, assuming that you are consistent and assuming that you provide good content and good value. Don't let that scare you. Everybody's afraid when they push the live button the first time, but you'll be fine. Rally some people who are your biggest cheerleaders. Ask them to be on there with you, to ask questions, to let you know that they're there and be supportive. And certainly let me know too. Come on over to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Let's connect, and I look forward to seeing you going on Facebook Live, and who knows, maybe seeing your ads show up in my newsfeed. Don't forget this. This is a quote by Mark Zuckerberg, who intends to dominate the internet like he doesn't already. He's quote, "When you give everyone a voice and give people power, the system usually ends up in a really good place. So what we view our role as is giving people that power." So through Facebook, they've given you the power to get your message out there. Yes, you're going to have to pay for some of it. Let's be real. This is a real business. Businesses have to pay for certain things, and so do you. But it's such a small amount and such a great time to be investing in you and your business. It's Jackie Almer. Remember this. Until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. I'll see you on the next show. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.